John Walden here. If you have ever read this verse, you're among the few, because most people don't read the book of Zechariah in the Old Testament. Here's the verse, 20th verse of the last chapter. In that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Lord, and the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. You remember reading that? Holiness unto the Lord was the inscription that went on the golden crown that was worn by the high priest. He wore what was called a mitre, a cloth cap, and fastened to this was a golden crown. This was Aaron, the high priest, in the Old Testament, you know. He wore this crown which said, Holiness unto the Lord, Kodesh Yehovah. Holiness unto the Lord. But the Lord says in the coming day, when Christ comes back and sets up his kingdom here on this earth, even the bells on the horses will have that same inscription, Holiness unto the Lord. Isn't that remarkable? And he says the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. The bowls before the altar were made of gold, and the pots were just the common clay pots. What is the Lord telling us in all this? Well, let me tell you what I see in it. I see that when the Lord Jesus comes back, that everything will bring honor to the Lord, even the smallest things. That people will know of the holiness of the Lord, not simply by looking at the high priest's golden crown, but by looking even at the bells on the horses. The simplest things, parts of the harness, anything will tell people of the holiness of the Lord. Anything that they see will tell them that the Lord is King. My, how the Lord is dishonored today. How few there are who ever think about him. They don't even notice that when they write 1964, they're writing A.D. in the year of our Lord. Holiness unto the Lord. Yes, everything, when he comes back, will be unto him. Now, the pots in the Lord's house would be the hidden things, things that are not very important and not very valuable, and yet they shall all be for the Lord's glory, even as the golden bowls in the front of the altar. You may not be a very important Christian. You may not have a very prominent place, but you know, you and I are just as valuable to the Lord as the golden bowls, because we're all his. We're all intended to be vessels unto honor. And when the Lord comes back to be king, everything in his kingdom will speak of his glory. Everything will be equally holy unto him. And so in his kingdom today, the Lord values all his people. A man is not valuable to the Lord because he's useful. A Christian is valuable to the Lord because he's redeemed, and you and I cost the Lord Jesus his own life's blood. Now let us be like the pots in the Lord's house. We need to be like the empty pots in John 2 to be filled with the Word of God. We need to be like the pots that are kept covered in Numbers 19 and 15 so that defilement won't get in. We need to be like the sacrificial pots in 2 Kings 4 that were filled. And in Psalm 23, we can be overflowing. My cup runneth over. And some of these pots in 2 Kings were used to feed others. And then we ought to be cleansed whenever we need to be cleansed. Let's be useful vessels, meet for the Master's use, bringing honor to his name now, even as everything shall in the day when he comes back to be king over this earth that's now in rebellion against him. Our Father, we thank thee for sending thy Son to redeem us. And we thank thee now that we can be for him in a day when he's rejected. We thank thee for this wonderful day we've been reading about, when he shall be King of kings and Lord of lords, and everything shall speak of his glory and holiness. Take our thanks in his own worthy name. Amen.